Early on in your pilot training, you may have been taught the spot on the windshield method of determining a visual glide path. In this sample from Belvoir's Pilot's Audio Update, Dick Taylor reviews the method and illuminates the finer points. For more on subscribing to Pilot's Audio Update, log on to www.belvoir.com and click on the Aviation Division logo. Now here's Dick Taylor.
Imagine you have your own personal glide path for every landing you make from now on, regardless of navigation equipment on the ground or in your airplane. How happy would you be with such a system? I'll bet the answer is very happy, because one of the most difficult chores in any kind of flying is figuring out where you'll wind up on the runway as you fly down final approach. Helicopter pilots use a technique they call the sight picture, and there's no reason why it can't be put to good use by fixed-wing pilots as well. I'm sure the flyer who first came up with this idea has long since gone to the great hangar in the sky, and I certainly can't claim it for my own, but it works, and I call it the spot-on-the-windshield technique. The objective is to provide a constant angle glide from some point on final approach right down to the roundout. It will do the same thing for you that the glide slope needle of an ILS or the lights of a VASI installation will do, but a lot less expensively. With the runway in sight and a spot on the windshield, you've got a visual approach system you can use anywhere, anytime. Successful employment of the spot technique requires that you subscribe to a pair of propositions. First, that there is something worthwhile about a constant angle glide path. Second, that precise airspeed control will do wonders for consistency and safety as you proceed down final approach. The constant angle means every approach will look the same to you. There will be no more guesswork concerning where you're going to touch down, and your landings will improve. By maintaining the same airspeed for all normal approaches, the margin above stall is automatically built in. The corrections for wind will be made with power, as they should be. If you're not a believer in elevators control airspeed and throttle controls altitude, this approach technique won't work. By lining up a spot on the runway with a spot on the windshield, you will be effectively aiming the entire airplane toward that point. In your mind's eye, draw a straight line from your eyeballs through a spot on the windshield to a spot on the runway. The windshield spot can be a real one, say a bug or the remains thereof, or a grease spot. There's bound to be something you can use, even if it's only an imaginary spot an inch or two or three above the glare shield. As long as you keep those three points aligned, your eyes, the windshield spot, and the runway spot, the airplane will arrive at the spot on the runway. The beauty of this procedure is that you have decided where you will land and you have controlled the flight of the airplane to make it happen. There's one more factor involved, and it's perhaps the most important. You must trim the airplane to maintain the approach speed hands-off, because if you vary the pitch attitude with elevator pressure, you move the spot on the windshield, and that changes everything. You must rely on the airplane's built-in pitch stability to make slight changes in pitch attitude to maintain the trimmed airspeed, and of course that moves the windshield spot a bit, but it's your signal to increase or decrease power just enough to bring the spots back together. In other words, get the airplane trimmed in pitch, then hands off, let the airplane fly itself. You'll need to experiment a bit to find the right airspeed. A good place to start is power off stall speed, with full flaps if that's the way you normally land, times 1.3 or 130% of that stall speed. It's a pleasant compromise of a comfortable attitude on final approach and a reasonable roundout when you reach the runway. Much faster than 1.3 and you'll float too far. Much slower and the airplane may quit flying sooner than you'd like. So experiment and find an airspeed that looks and feels good for you. Now for the experimenting itself. A normal traffic pattern won't give you enough time on final approach to really figure out what this spot business is all about, so your experiment should start at 1,000 feet or more above the runway and a couple of miles out on final. Set up the airplane in its landing configuration. Gear down, full flaps, trimmed hands off for the airspeed you've chosen. You will probably wind up with a slight nose-down attitude, and you'll need some power to maintain altitude. Continue flying level until the number of the landing runway appears through the windshield as you look straight ahead. Now, find the spot on the windshield that is directly in your line of sight to the runway. As long as you can hold the spot on the numbers and keep the airspeed precisely under control, that's where you're going to land. Because airspeed is determined by pitch attitude and rate of descent is controlled with power, the only way you can stay on that glide path is to ease back on the throttle. When the runway numbers come into view through the spot, reduce power a bit and start down. How much power should you reduce? There's no fixed value because wind and weight and density altitude will almost never be the same on two consecutive approaches today, let alone tomorrow or the next day. To experience the extremes, slowly reduce power all the way as soon as the spot crosses the numbers, and more than likely the power-off approach path will fall convincingly short of the runway. You'll see it as a definite movement of the spot from the numbers back across the threshold, out onto the grass, short of the runway, and if you don't do something, it will continue to move backward until it comes to rest at some point far short of the airport. There is an equally undesirable situation which results from carrying too much power after the spot hits the numbers, and in this case, your windshield spot will move down the runway, not what you had in mind. Somewhere in between is the glide path, controlled by power, that you're after. It's the one that keeps the spot on the numbers. From your experimental vantage point of 1,000 feet or so, there will be plenty of time to observe movement of the spot. Fly the practice approach all the way down final. If the spot appears to move backward, away from the numbers, it means the airplane is progressing down a glide path that will land you short of where you want to go. Stated another way, the rate of descent is too great for existing conditions. This could be the result of a headwind, or starting the descent too soon, or a combination of these two factors. You must decrease the rate of descent, and the way to do it is with power. Not with a great roaring blast, but a small, gentle application of throttle pressure until you see the spot slowing and stopping, then enough additional power to start it moving back toward the numbers. When you've flown back on to the proper glide path again, the spot will be superimposed on the runway numbers, and you'll need to reduce power a bit to keep from overshooting. This is strictly a cut-and-try operation until you find a power setting that keeps the airplane's line of flight right down the middle of your line of sight. You'll be a long way down the pilot proficiency road when you decide to use the spot on the windshield to improve your approaches, but don't stop there. Keep on cutting and trying. Experiment with different approach angles to find the one that suits you best. Which spot seems to fall in the middle of all those experimental attitudes? That's the one that represents the best compromise, and there's no reason you can't make a mark on the inside of the windshield so you'll never forget it. Just a dot of some kind for a reminder. An ordinary grease pencil will do the job. After a short while of consistent use, you'll be lining things up without consciously looking at the spot. When you use a constant stream of visual inputs to detect changes and make the necessary corrections, you've arrived. No more wild blasts of power to keep from landing in the approach lights, and no more go-arounds because you're too high.